Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel, where we break down stocks for the long-term investor. Today we're diving deep into Mitsubishi UFJ Financial Group, ticker MUFG, one of the world's largest banks by assets and a major player in global finance. MUFG has delivered impressive results lately, with its stock up nearly 49% over the past year and over 250% across 5 years, outpacing much of the diversified banking sector. Headquartered in Tokyo and founded back in 1880, MUFG operates primarily through MUFG Bank and serves millions of customers across Japan, the United States, Asia, and Europe. With 140,000 employees and a market cap around $219 billion at a share price near 19.40, it's a heavyweight in commercial banking, trust services, securities, and credit cards. CEO Junichi Hanzawa has steered the group through a period of steady profit growth while expanding its international footprint. Let's look at the revenue picture. In fiscal 2025, total revenue reached about 12.43 trillion yen. Geographically, the United States contributed the largest slice at roughly 3.18 trillion yen, followed by Japan at 2.91 trillion, Asia and Oceania excluding Japan at 2.17 trillion, Europe at 1.32 trillion, and other areas adding 1.26 trillions. On the product side, fees from security-related services, investment advisory, and other commissions stood out as major drivers, alongside credit card income and remittances. This diversified mix helps cushion MUFG against regional slowdowns. Earnings have been on a strong upward trajectory. Fiscal 2026 net income hit 2.57 trillion yen with EPS of 225.29 yen, up sharply from 1.86 trillion yen and 160 yen per share the prior year. Operating income also climbed to 3.52 trillion yen, reflecting solid core banking performance and controlled credit costs. The net profit margin came in around 17.7%, supported by a return on equity near 11.5%. Management commentary from the earnings call highlighted record net operating profit and a clear focus on capital returns through dividends and buybacks. Executives noted resilience in fee income despite market volatility and emphasized disciplined lending amid fluctuating credit costs. They reiterated the goal of boosting shareholder value through balanced growth in both domestic and overseas operations. On the balance sheet, total assets stood at 433.6 trillion yen in fiscal 2026, with stockholders' equity at 22.37 trillion yen. The company maintains a solid liquidity position with a current ratio above 1.8 and manageable leverage. Cash flow from operations was robust at over 8.4 trillion yen, though investing activities reflected typical banking portfolio adjustments. Dividend yield sits near 2.8% with consistent payouts. Valuation metrics look reasonable for a global bank. The trailing PE is about 14.2 times, while price to sales is 2.54. Forward PE estimates trend downward from 14.4 in 2026 toward the low teens in later years, suggesting potential multiple expansion if earnings growth holds. Price to book around 1.1 times aligns with peers given MUFG's scale and ROE profile. Strengths include record profits, a diversified global revenue base, and a commitment to returning capital. Weaknesses center on exposure to interest rate shifts and regulatory pressures in multiple jurisdictions. Opportunities lie in digital banking expansion and growth across Asia and the U.S. Threats include economic slowdowns, geopolitical tensions affecting cross-border lending, and sector-wide valuation compression. Looking at recent performance, MUFG has shown steady momentum with a 30% gain over 3 months and 26% over 6 months. The stock has held up well relative to the broader financial sector, supported by improving fundamentals and investor interest in Japanese banks. For intrinsic value, remember that traditional DCF models aren't the best fit for banks because their business revolves around deposits, loans, and net interest margins rather than classic free cash flow. Instead, PE ratios, price to book, and dividend discount approaches give a clearer picture here. Applying those bank-appropriate lenses, MUFG trades at an attractive earnings multiple with room for upside if ROE improves further and dividends grow steadily. Current pricing appears reasonable relative to normalized earnings power and book value, pointing to fair value with modest long-term appreciation potential for patient investors. Overall, MUFG stands out as a well-capitalized global bank with strong earnings momentum and shareholder-friendly policies. For long-term investors comfortable with financial sector exposure, it offers a compelling combination of growth and income. As always, do your own research and consider your risk tolerance before making any moves. Thanks for watching, hit subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one.